CBS News has learned this evening that Russian hackers are suspected of interfering with a news site in the Gulf state of Qatar and may have put out fake information that helped spark a diplomatic crisis. A number of Arab nations have cut diplomatic and commercial ties with Qatar. And here is Margaret Brennan.
President Trump appeared to take credit for sparking the diplomatic crisis. In a series of tweets, the president said his recent visit to Saudi Arabia was paying off as the kingdom and nine other countries severed relations with Qatar for allegedly funding radical ideology. But the president made no mention of that last month when he met with a Qatari emir, instead offering to sell him weapons.
Lots of beautiful military equipment.
During that trip, the president vowed to unify the Muslim world against terrorism and Iran. But tensions spiked in the past 24 hours, with countries in the region closing their airspace to Qatari planes, blocking trade and cutting diplomatic ties, sparking Qataris to stockpile food. The U.S. launches airstrikes against ISIS in Syria and Iraq from a base in Qatar. The tiny Gulf Emirate hosts around 10,000 U.S. troops. That's one reason Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has tried to de-escalate the crisis.
We certainly would encourage the parties to sit down together and address these differences.